Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It came in waves, ruthlessly eliminating the toughest, hard-to-kill grassy weeds in wheat. Everest 3.0 herbicide delivers superior flush-after-flush control of wild oats and green foxtails. And Everest 3.0 is registered for use on yellow foxtail, barnyard grass, Japanese brome, and key broadleaf weeds that can invade your wheat and rob your yields. Ask your retailer about Everest 3.0. Always read and follow label directions.
A farmer's hands deserve a hand. These are the hands that hold the soil, sow the seeds, that build, fix, and mend as they firmly grip the wheel of the entire operation. At BASF, we ensure your hands also hold the rewards of your work with smart farming technology and digital tools like GrowSmart Advantage to help every acre perform at its peak. So at season's end, we can all put our hands together for a farmer's hands. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Well, the cattle futures today were higher. They got bid up early this morning and fortunate to catch a rally here. Corn, of course, overnight was higher, but then this morning the front end of the corn complex got a little weaker with March down 5.5, May down 3, and that lifted the futures. April live cattle were up $1.92 at $137.70. That was the strongest of the live cattle futures. The Junes were up $1.40 at $133.92. The August up $1.15 at $135.30. October's up $1.32 at $142.90. Feeder cattle were $1.47 higher in March at $154.60. The April's up $2.42 at $159.67. May's up $2.55 at $164.90. The lean hog market was in the red, down 17 in April at 100.27. The May's down 67 at 105.07, or 67, no, 105.07, down 67. Ongoing talk is just how feed prices have gone up, and you cannot buy feeder cattle at these lofty levels given the price of the feed. And so that's dragging on the market here. Also talk of the lack of cattle on wheat. Those cattle have already moved off wheat. We did about a 150-mile circle the other day. Didn't see any cattle on wheat in southwest Oklahoma and north Texas. So no cattle on wheat. So where are those cattle going to come for in the next 30 to 60 days?
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Today's grain futures markets continue to rally for the wheat. The May was up 85 cents at $12.94, over 200,000 bid in the pool at limit up. And we also had Kansas City wheat, of course, up 37 in March, 37 in May. July was 59 higher. And it seems like those further out months are just being drug along here with the Chicago wheat being limit up. Minneapolis wheat was up 50. The beans are anywhere from steady to up 12. Corn was down 7 in March, down 3.5 in May. July was up 6. September up 12. And the cotton futures today were up 46 in March, December up 56 at 101.21. Just ongoing export debate on what's going on with Ukraine. Russia also said that they may ban exports of fertilizer, which, of course, is a big deal. Canada and Russia, Canada is the biggest potash producer, and then Russia is second. So if they don't ban or they don't export, that's going to make a shortage on the world market, and fertilizer goes up and people fertilize less. We have less crop. And it just kind of escalates from there. So all sorts of bullish things. Currently, the equities are down about 650 in the Dow. The S&P is down about 107. Crude oil overnight was up really big at one point, up $15 in the front month. Right now, it's up just under $4 in April at 119.67. Of course, the unleaded and heating oil futures are up as well.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.